All right, this is a setting the bar story, which, Kelly, you would describe it as what?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, what's the phrase? Patience is a virtue. However, I feel like Vernon probably would have been in front of a judge regardless of what happened. This homegrown from Jefferson County, if you can manage to make it through the day without escaping your sentencing before you were about to be released.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Come on now. He just could. Did he know he was about to be released? Do they tell him? Or does that become like a happy surprise? All he had to know, right?
All right. Vernon, on house arrest, on trial for attempted murder in connection with a 2021 case here.
Yikes.
Yeah. So he decided the trial was taking too long. So he decided to leave.
Oh, wow.
The problem was he wasn't free to go. And had he waited for the decision, Vernon would have been able to just go home.
Oh, my goodness.
This from WDRB.
A escape warrant has just been signed for him. He is gone.
This is a new situation that I've never encountered.
Nor have I, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's the judge. The judge is like, yeah, haven't ever come across this before.
He was
first
not
time
there.
We're here too.
Yeah.
Hear that his case would end up in a mistrial. The sheriff's department said if Jackson had not escaped, he would have been free.
Yeah. Yeah, he cut off his ankle monitor and was like, deuces. So now his bond's going to be set at $250,000 and he is not only going to get, obviously he's going to be in trouble for his original, but now for escaping. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if he would have just been patient and allowed things to, the process to happen, then maybe he would have been able to just go, all right, hey, you know what? Mistrial. I get to go home. Everything's good. Nope. Couldn't wait.
Maybe this was divine intervention. Maybe this was.
Like, maybe.
Yeah, this guy shouldn't be getting out yet.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's true, too.
Maybe.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without escaping your sentencing before you're about to be released,
wow,
you're doing okay.
Okay.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.